from a recent correspondence between me and my students of subtle energies and intuitive skills. Michael here with some thoughts about the uses of hands and other sensory tools of the body in running and sensing energies. Our post-exercise discussion last Saturday about sensing energetic fields with our hands, and also our bodies, has inspired me to dig a bit deeper into my understanding of psychometry or the ability to discover facts about an event or person by touching inanimate objects associated with them. According to the definition above, psychometry is about sensing energy and information from direct contact with objects using one's hands. This definition is inconsistent with my use of the word as employing the hands to sense energetic boundaries of other people, without touch. In our exercise, we used our hands to feel the physical energetic boundaries of our partner's energetic fields, touching only accidentally. After the exercise, it was shared that we experienced physical sensations and energetic impressions in our bodies in a variety of ways, and not just through the hands. Some of us felt tingling in our hands when feeling our partner's energy. Some of us felt a visceral sponginess in the hands when encountering energetic boundaries. Some of us experienced an indescribable knowing or a presence of energetic shifts based upon proximity. Some of us felt physical sensations in parts of the body other than the hands. After a metaphorical thwomp to the noggin by a trickster spirit guide wielding a bag full of hammers, and letting the information integrate, I am expanding my understanding of and the use of the word psychometry to be the energetic reception and or transmission of information by parts or all of the body. In other words, our full bodies are energy sense and send organs, with different parts of them being lit up depending upon the situation and the individual doing the sensing or sending. Now, the questions that come up for me are these. What was I feeling, however I felt it, anyway? What are the parts of my body that most naturally sense and send? How can I develop my own sensing and sending? I ask you to ask yourself these questions and to experiment with sensing and sending using your hands and body and come to class next time with whatever insights you're willing to share. To help, I ask you to explore the energetic impact of the following hand gestures and to take notice of what happens after grounding, dropping in, and kicking back as always. Palms face up in front of you. Palms face down in front of you. Palms face down on thighs, down to brown. Palms together as if in prayer. Palms together, fingers intertwined. Palms out parallel to and away from the body. Palms inward parallel to and toward the body. Moving hands upward, palms facing up along your body from hips to head. Moving hands downward, palms facing downward along your body from head to hips. What do you now see, sense, feel, and know about the use of your hands? In addition, I ask you to explore sending and receiving information by practicing on yourself and with a willing and trusted partner. With the hand gestures above, add intentions of sending information to yourself or your partner. With the hand gestures above, add intentions of receiving information from yourself or your partner. When you next shop at the grocery store, use psychometry with touch and without touch to sense the life force in the foods you are considering buying. How does the information received affect your purchasing decisions? Get creative and practice sending and receiving in whatever fun way you want. Last, ask yourself which parts of my body naturally send, and which parts of my body naturally receive. And creatively experiment.